Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Raw, Eddie Murphy's first theatrical concert film. It was directed by Robert Townsend, who made and starred in Hollywood Shuffle, and it was released at the end of a year when Murphy had the number one grossing film, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
From Charlie Chaplin and Laurel and Hardy to Richard Pryor and Woody Allen, movie comics have always reflected the most deeply vulnerable parts of ourselves. Their world is like a more precarious version of our own, and their triumphs are wonderfully satisfying. If dupes and loonies like them can win in the end, well, certainly so can we. That's why the phenomenon of Eddie Murphy fascinates me so. He's the first hugely popular American movie comedian whose comedy is based on being invulnerable, on being better than his audience in every way. His hit movies are all about how he outwits everyone around him, how he cons his way into places he's not supposed to go. And in his abrasive new movie, Raw, which is about as badly shot and directed a concert film as I've ever seen, Murphy introduces himself as a genius, a superstar, a god. We hear his fans tell us he's the greatest thing since Velveeta, and then the stage lights come on and Eddie struts his stuff. He does a couple of impressions, and sure enough, they're devastating. Here, for instance, is Bill Cosby telling him he should clean up his stage act.
You cannot say filth, flying filth, flying filth in front of people. And I said, I never said no filth, flying filth. He says, you know what I'm talking about. I can't use the type of language that you use, but you know what I mean when I say filth, flying, flying, flying filth. And I said, I never said no filth, flying filth, and I don't know what you're talking about. I'm offended that you called, f*** you.
But though his impressions of Cosby and Richard Pryor are spot on, they don't feel like homages. They feel like demonstrations of the new black comedy king's power. Not only can he do his own stuff, he can also do everything those old guys do, too. Then he launches into his real subject, the battle of the sexes, which for him can never end.
And I'm bringing home and lock up in the house. You go off to Africa and get you a bush woman, you can't let her mingle with American women. American women stick together. Last thing they want to see is you got some trained bush bitch in your house. They will catch up by herself in the kitchen and throw a monkey wrench in your whole program. As soon as they get alone, they'll be like, I can't stand it. We'll be running behind him doing everything he tell you to do. Who do you think he is? You ain't no God. You a human being.
Murphy's troubles with the opposite sex aren't about the day-to-day frustrations and misunderstandings we all have. No, his big problem with women is alimony. He tells us that what keeps him from a lasting relationship is the possibility that after the inevitable breakup, his beloved will take half of what he owns. It's not the kind of conundrum most of his audience can share. It's the kind aristocrats and tycoons and monarchs have, a sign of Eddie's lordliness. It's lonely at the top, Eddie counsels. From up here, you can see that everybody's out to get you, to take you for all you're worth. His message, delivered with an impish self-satisfaction, is essentially this. See that person next to you? That person not only hates you, but is betraying you daily, right under your nose. Men and women hate each other, and whites and blacks, and gays and straights, and God, you should see those Italians. Small wonder that fights have broken out during and after showings of the movie. Murphy's idea of a good time is to play puppeteer, or Iago, with his fans, to set them against each other and then to sit back chortling in that strange hee-haw of his. Some of this stuff is funny, and the audience howls, but what are they howling at? Watching him work his crowd is a little like watching Father Coughlin or Billy Sunday or some other hate monger rousing the powerless. Whatever he is in movies like Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy in concert is the demagogue of comedy.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.